30. The valley of the scorched black stones. The great black dragon banked and hurtled down toward the ring of valley stones. His silence so disciplined and fierce, it seemed a fire inside his belly, ready to be flamed. Behind his plummeting shrine, and 8 great dragons followed, silent, disciplined, intent on coming on their enemy so unexpectedly that he would have no time to organize an orderly defense. 100 feet above the stone, Shinnok's worked hard, his flames scorched black into the circle inside the cold black stones, and soared back up into the air, each dragon following, emitting flame at different spots pre-planned before the drill had started in the dark. Around the stones, the earth was bare and soft, in spite of 10-foot snows inside the valley. Shinnok veered from the circle to a pattern where claws extended to the ground and flame burst down into the hordes of made-up men. Death chortling inside his heart as chaos defeated enemies as old as dragonkind. Behind him, every dragon took a pattern that spiraled from the center out to point, designed to make the enemy despair. Shinnok then trumpeted retreat and flew toward the rendezvous inside a hollow below a great snow-covered mountain peak. Inside the hollow, in a wind that howled, he grinned to see each dragon land exactly as he had ordered them to land, their eyes awhirl with colors, fiery with delight. The dragons planned. The days of passiveness inside the mountain caves were nearly done. The joy of rage and battle lust was burning in dragon hearts and dragon strength again. The 8 great males around him waited, eyes locked on his eyes, their frenzy disciplined by how he had forged their senses to his will. "We're ready," he announced, his triumph edged into his voice. "We'll wait until the moon is new and blacker than my scales, and strike the village near to where we've cowered all the years since Mirman invoked his peace. We'll see how strong our tactics are before we use our skills and strength to decimate the king of Tyron's vaunted capital." He paused. "We'll win this war and start to end the human's dominance," he said. "But when we burn the village to the ground, We need to see that every human in the village dies. We need to test what we have learned. But if a single human gets away, they'll flee and warn the armies that the peace is done. We won't possess surprise, a weapon needed with only 9 to score a victory. Saran and Mirman still lead the dragons. To win the war, we need the ones that hide and live their lives in peace inside the caves. To bring them to the war, we had to kill each woman, child, and man inside the village, or else face armies greater than our numbers can beat inside Tyrone's stone city gates. Sturmakan smiled and shook his head. "I am a dragon male," he said. "I won't hold back from tasting human blood and crunching bones. We'll hide until the night of darkness comes," Shran said. "Then we'll meet inside the circle, as you have said, and start another war. We'll end the human dominance and breed like dragons ought to breed in open air," Shrinnok said. "We'll make an age that dragons will celebrate as long as dragons live." Sturmakan roared as 9 great dragons let their voices smash into the mountainsides, and loose great tides of snow and avalanches that roared back at their thunderous roars. "Victory!" Shrinnok screeched. Then he flapped his wings and shot into the air and flew toward the valley of the scorched black stones.